My name is Catherine Keevening. I was born and raised in Red Lake, Ontario, and I've been living in Dryden for almost 10 years now, and just working in public health. I volunteer a lot in my community. I had run in the municipal election in 2018. I really love the outdoors and spending time hiking with sometimes an audiobook or borrowing a four-legged friend from someone. And I am a part of the Tulis LGBTQIA community, as well as a cancer survivor. I am really looking forward to running in the provincial election. This is something that's very, very new to me, and I am learning a lot. But I decided to run because I believe in their vision of people-powered change. And what that means is looking at the great work that's already being done in our communities and building on that success to ensure everyone is taken care of. So it's really just kind of like, you know, taking a scan of great programs or great initiatives that are happening in our communities. They're very grassroots, you know, getting the evidence to see that they are working, getting feedback from community members and citizens, and then really taking all of that and kind of building it into what the Green Party wants to do. So a lot of stuff is already being done. So the Green Party of Ontario is focusing on three major issues: the climate crisis, mental health care, and the affordability and access to stable housing. So for years, we've seen the devastating effects of inaction on climate change locally. So last year, it was, you know, how dry it was in our region, the out-of-control forest fires, to this year, where we're seeing the complete opposite, the extreme flooding. And yes, obviously, these things can happen naturally, but with the effects of a warming climate, it's going to make events like this more frequent and more intense. Which is going to cost citizens way more money for repairs continuously having to happen. And then mental health supports in our communities are available. However, they're not easily accessible to citizens, whether it's because there are not enough professionals to fill the needs of clients or cost is a hindrance. There's no coverage for that. But the GPO wants to include mental health care under OHIP because mental health is health. And then finally, housing. Buying a home is more challenging than ever right now in northwestern Ontario. So the GPO wants to build a housing supply, which means more homes for those who need them. And most importantly, they want to ensure that they are affordable and safe. Those who are underhoused or homeless need safe and reliable shelter first before anything else. And so those things that just kind of like hit really home for me as priorities personally, having that reflected in a party was just really, really nice, and it was a huge pull. So I'm very much the kind of person who loves grassroots organizing, loves, you know, being out in the community, trying to make a difference. We're, you know, doing great, great things in our communities, and I think, you know, we should be getting credit from a provincial government that sees that, that recognizes it, and wants to help us.